Welcome, friends, to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we'll discuss the writer Albert Camus. Okay, Albert Camus was a French writer, and his dates are from 1913 to 1960. Now, he was a novelist as well as an essayist and a playwright. Okay, and few works that he has written are very famous and which you should definitely remember and know about. The first is called The Plague. Okay, The Plague. P-L-A-G-U-E. This came out in 1947. Uske baad The Fall. Okay, The Fall. This one came out in 1956. And the third one is The Stranger. Okay, The Stranger. This came out in 1942. Along with this, remember that he is a Nobel Prize winning author. Okay, in the year 1957, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. So, this reason makes him even more important. Now, after that, two of his plays, which have contributed to the theater of the absurd, that you should know about. One is called Cross Purpose. Okay, Cross Purpose, which came out in 1944. And the other one is called Caligula. C-A-L-I-G-U-L-A. Caligula. Okay. These two are considered landmarks in the theater of the absurd. Okay. Now, what is theater of the absurd? We all know that. It is a genre of drama which developed in the 20th century. So, from an exam point of view, you should also know what are the traits of theater of the absurd, or drama that can be classified under theater of the absurd. Okay? Now, uske baad ek aur inka work hai, which is often studied in English literature by almost everybody. It's called The Myth of Sisyphus. Okay? The Myth of Sisyphus. And let me quote what a very famous critic says about the works of Albert Camus. Okay? Quote, as novelist and playwright, moralist and political theorist. Okay? So, keep in mind these words that he uses for Albert Camus. Okay? Playwright, moralist, political theorist. Okay? Albert Camus, after World War II, became the spokesman of his own generation and the mentor of the next, not only in France, but also in Europe and eventually the world. His writings, which addressed themselves mainly to the isolation of man in an alien universe, the estrangement of the individual from himself, the problem of evil, and the pressing finality of death, accurately reflected the alienation and disillusionment, okay? Accurately reflected the alienation and disillusionment of the post-war intellectual. He is remembered with Jean-Paul Sartre as a leading practitioner of the existential novel. Though he understood the nihilism, N-I-H-I-L-I-S-M, nihilism. Nihilism of many of his contemporaries, Albert Camus also argued the necessity of defending such values as truth, moderation, and justice. Okay? In his last works, he sketched the outlines of a liberal humanism that rejected the dogmatic aspects of both Christianity and Marxism. Unquote. Okay, so this is how this critic describes the works and the contribution of Albert Camus. Okay, this critic says that Camus became the spokesperson not only of his generation but also the next one. Along with this, he says that his writings deals with isolation of man, estrangement of the individual, problem of evil, finality of death, and also a practitioner of existential novel. So from an exam point of view, you should know what is the existential novel. Okay? Now after that, he has written one more work. Okay? Albert Camus has written one more work that you should remember. It's called The Rebel. R-E-B-E-L. The Rebel. Ye bhi bahut important hai inka. Okay? Now after that, you should also know what this work is about. The Rebel. First, it is a essay. Ye aapko pata hona chahiye. An essay and a treatise against political revolution. Okay? It is against political revolution. That is why that after this essay was published, it was disliked by both the Marxists as well as the existentialists. Because what does Marxism say? That a revolution is essential, right? But here, in this essay, Albert Camus is arguing against political revolution. Okay? Now, along with this, remember that the views of Albert Camus contributed to the rise of the philosophy known as absurdism. Okay? Absurdism. And some people also consider the works of Camus as a testimony that he himself is an existentialist. Though, throughout his life, Albert Camus rejected this label of being an existentialist. Okay? Now, uske baad kuch novels jo hain, you should know the storyline, broadly the storyline of the novels. One I told you is called The Plague. Okay? This is also a novel. Aur ek kis cheez ke baare mein hai? As the name indicates, it is about a epidemic, plague epidemic in the town of Uran. Okay? Uran ek jagah ka naam hai. Wahan pe plague aa jata hai. So, it's about the different characters which determinedly fight this epidemic. And keep in mind that the importance of the characters can be gauged not because they succeed in fighting this epidemic, but because repeated setbacks, they keep on fighting. So it is a assertion of human dignity and fraternity. Now, uske baad ek aur novel hai inka. It's called The Fall. Theek hai, The Fall. Now, The Fall is the English translation. In French, the title is La Chute. L-A La Chute. C-H-U-T-E. And in English, if it is translated, it means The Fall. Theek hai? This was published in 1956. And in this novel, what happens is, there is a character who goes to a bar and he starts to confess his own deeds. जो भी उन्होंने पहले कर रखा है या गलत सही जो भी, he starts to confess everything. So it's just about that. And this is set in a Amsterdam bar. And where is Amsterdam? It is a place in Europe. ठीक है? So from an exam point of view, just remember the important works by Albert Camus, such as The Myth of Sisyphus, The Rebel, The Plague, The Fall, The Stranger. These are all important works by Albert Camus. ठीक है? Along with this, remember that the views of Albert Camus contributed a lot to absurdism, okay, the philosophy of absurdism as well as existentialism. So know little bit about absurdism as well as existentialism, kyunki exam mein in pe sawal aa sakta hai, theek hai.